There are 10 round wooden boards mounted on a white wall. Four large, darker wooden boards of equal size are arranged in two rows of two in the center of the wall. This group is framed by a column of three smaller, whiter wooden circles on each side. The two on the top left and top right of the smaller sets each have a white-gray splotch of color towards their centers. The splotch on the board on the top left has paint extending out of it, barely reaching the edge of the board. Below this first set are a set of round, small, white wooden boards with black and brown paint spread and splattered upon them. The board in the set on the right has more paint on its surface. The paint on this board looks more splattered than that of the board on the left in the second row. The bottom small boards look similar to the boards in the first row, as they also have white and gray paint. The gray paint in these, however, is a darker gray, approaching black. The left bottom speaker drawing looks as if something were thrown against it, with dark gray paint extending from a center white mass in all directions. The right bottom speaker drawing is far more contained. It also has a mass of white paint in its center, but only a little bit of the dark gray paint escapes the mass. The central four large wooden panels are arranged in two pairs. The upper pair has mostly red paint on it, and the lower pair has mostly bluish paint. The upper left board has two central masses of red paint from which thin splatters extend. The upper right board has one red splatter that is towards the bottom right of the board. It also contains a small blue V-shaped mark. The lower left board has a crescent moon-shaped paint imprint. Most of the paint is right of the center, from which point disjointed lines of paint extend. The line that extends downward is of a greener hue than that which extends upwards. The lower right board has the largest mass of paint, slightly below and to the right of its center. It has a tail of sorts that extends upwards and then downwards into a horizontal line of paint in a lighter blue than the other paint. This line of paint becomes thicker as it progresses from left to right, extending downwards and beginning to drip off of the board around the rightmost edge of the line.